You look in the end of Malachim, talks already about the Nevuah of Yoinah ben Amittai. The Navi ends by saying, Bishnas Chamesh Eshashonel Amatzi ben Yoyosh, Kidvar Hashem Eli Keisor Asher B'yad Avdo Yoinah ben Amittai. So we're going to talk, before we start the Sefer now, Sefer Yoinah, everybody knows the Sefer from Yom Kippur. It's Maftar that we read on Yom Kippur. It's called Maftar Yoinah. It's the most expensive Aliyah. People spend the most money for Maftar Yoinah. Maybe after we finish the Sefer, you guys will understand why people spend so much money. If you ever thought about it, why is Maftar Yoinah so expensive? So Yoinah ben Amittai, when you read the Sefer, it's very complex to understand what's going on there. The way the whole Sefer unravels, it sounds like Yoinah ben Amittai was trying to run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That doesn't sound very lemaisa. If you went over to a six-year-old child and you asked them, a child that has a proper chinuch, that went to Tar Chinoyim kindergarten, so I had a good chinuch, they would tell you, if you asked a child like that, say, tell me, Tatala, could somebody run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the kid would say, what would the kid say? You mean she's from Galilee? What would the kid say? No! No, Havamina! Go run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not possible! But Yoinah, the Pasuk says about Yoinah ben Amittai, Vayivrach, he ran away! And then the whole story with the ship, with the storm, and what does he say? He tells the people on the ship, I'm running away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? Running away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Yoinah, a six-year-old kid knows he can't do that. If I went over to any of my six-year-old kids when they were 6 years old, said, Tatala, run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't. Not shayach. So Yoinah ben Amittai is running away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not possible. So obviously, as we go through it, we're going to have an understanding what went on here. What was he running from? Where was he coming from? Where was he going? What's going on here? Was he over any kind of Isser of Kovish Nevuasa? We know it's a very serious lav. When a Navi gets a Nevuah, he has an obligation to give over that Nevuah. Question is a Navi's Kovish Nevuasa is Chayv Misa for that. You have to know, was Yoinah knew the Shulchan Aruch? Probably Yoinah had some kind of cheshbon. So as we go on, we're going to learn more and more. We're going to start now from Aleph, is to understand where Yoinah ben Amittai was coming from. Where was he coming from? What was he worried about? What was Yoinah ben Amittai worried about? So Yoinah ben Amittai had a very choshev v'yichus. Okay, where he came from. Yoinah ben Amittai, according to Chazal, was the son of the Isha Almona, the famous widow, that supported Eliyahu HaNavi during all the years of the hunger. But there was no rain. Eliyahu HaNavi got supported by Yena Almona. She was the woman, she's the mother of Yoinah ben Amittai. Yoinah ben Amittai ends up in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us, those of you that learned Sukkah, I'm sure remember. Let's get you to Gemara Sukkah. Gemara Sukkah says, Mamash right at the beginning of the fifth parak in Sukkah, parak Achol. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Yoinah, same name, Yoinah ben Amittai me'oilei regolamoy. Yoinah ben Amittai was an oilei regolam. Now you have to realize, he was an oilei regolam when it wasn't shayach to be oilei regel. He went up to be oilei regel when Yehovah ben Nevat blocked people from going to oilei regel. He managed to go to be oilei regel, Yoinah ben Amittai. And he got Ruach HaKodesh. So this was in the Tkufa of Yeravam ben Nevat, where he didn't want to let people go to be Eilu L'Regel. And then he went to be Eilu L'Regel, and at that moment was Shor Sol of Shechina, he was Zoicha to become a Navi. So the Nevuah that he got happened when he went to be Eilu L'Regel. The Rambam says, Allah Shalom Rambam, HaSimcha Sheyismach HaOdem BaAsiyas HaMitzvah Avodah Gedolah. It's important to be Eved Hashem B'Simcha. He bases it on that Gemara in Sukkah. But it's very strange. The Gemara says, "Lalam decha she'ein ruach hakodesh shoyrel alev sameach." Ruach hakodesh is only on somebody who's happy, and it brings the pasuk. Shafta mayim besosling, whatever. The Gemara brings the pasuk. Vayikum menagin on menagin. What's the obvious question? So that means Yoinah ben Amitai was zeicher to be a novi, because he went to be Eila Regal, so he went to Simcha Beis HaShehevah, so he was happy. So the Gemara says, L'lamducha, it teaches you that Nevuah comes, Shechina comes when you have Simcha. I don't know about you, I see a lot of people, a lot of happy people without Ruach HaKodesh. Maybe Monday morning people don't have, not so happy. No, what is the Radinsky boys telling us? Monday morning people not so happy. But I'm talking about even Thursday, I don't see people with Ruach HaKodesh. Friday also not. Even Sunday by Mountain Creek, I don't see it as a lot of Ruach HaKodesh. I davened there with a minion. I didn't see it as big Ruach HaKodesh. I saw other things. But Ruach HaKodesh I didn't see. But where's the Weiss mantles? I didn't see Ruach HaKodesh over there, right? Ruach HaKodesh I didn't see. But the Gemara is saying in Sukkah, L'olam decha, she'ein ha'shechina shoyrel ela mitoch simcha. So that means everybody's happy gets Ruach HaKodesh. Other people went to Simcha Beis HaShehevah. Why was Yoinah ben Amitai the only one that got this? The Gemara doesn't credit Yoinah ben Amitai specifically. The Gemara says, show us all of Ruach HaKodesh. Why? L'olam decha, she'ein ha'shechina shoyrel ela mitoch leiv samech. That's the Lashon of the Gemara there in Sukkah. Right? L'olam decha, she'ein Ruach HaKodesh ela leiv samech. Pella. Amish a Pella. So I was thinking you could say it's like this is the Pshat. Let's go back to that Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva. In Ilchus Sukkah, I'm sorry. The Rambam says in Ilchus Sukkah Perek Ches, HaVoidah SheYismach HaAdom BaAsiyas HaMitzvah, the joy that a person has when he does a mitzvah, HaVoidah G'doyli. It's a big HaVoidah. Pasha, you learn happiness, I mean, it's very nice. It's not a religious thing. Other Rabbah. When I was a young Bach in Yeshiva, I thought all those very serious guys that walk around with frowns all day, they're frumel. Look, they mamish, the guy can't crack a smile. Gewaldik. Well, that guy, he doesn't even give me a good Shabbos when I pass by, I go get Shabbos. Wow, he's really frum. Shtein Rambam. Rambam zog nit azeh. The Rambam zog Shalom Yosef, he's a frumel guy. With the Shmech. Shtein Rambam. Avoido gedoili. Now listen to this. Zokte Rambam, v'chol ha'minei ha'atzmoy misimchazu, roi li po'am imenu. And somebody who's not happy, even Monday morning, is going to get punished. You cannot be happy. You have to be happy. Shenema atach zovan kar shabar gom v'simchim v'tuv leivu. Now all of a sudden he jumps to a whole new thing. Whole new thing, the Rambam. Till now the Rambam says, being happy is a big avoider. Don't think being happy is tam, it's a nice thing, a guy has a smile, he's happy. No, it's a big, very important. Zokt Rambam, v'chol ha'megiz da'itev, now he talks about something entirely different. And he makes it like one shtickle teher. Zokt Rambam, v'chol ha'megiz da'itev, v'chol le'kovet la'atzmoy, anybody who's a baal gaiva, and he's worried about his own honor, he cares about his own honor, v'chol le'kovet la'atzmoy, u'miskabet be'inov, he's a shoyter. The ein agdula va'akovod el usmoyach lefnei Hashem. If you want to know what greatness is, it's to be happy with Hashem, to be happy with your avodah. And then he brings the famous pasuk va'amelach David mekazes mefazes u'mechalkel lefnei Hashem. You know the famous ma'aseh we learned about this parichas when we learned it in Sefer Shmuel. We spoke about this in Sefer Melachim that David Amelach when he went to dance with the Oren, even though it was embarrassing, his clothing was jumping up, and he's a king, and he was labedik, he was jumping. The Rambam says, that's an avoid the gedoyla. Not to worry about your own honor. I don't get it. What's the shachas in these two things? What does happiness have to do with caring about your own honor? Having to do with how happy you went to? What's wrong? The Rambam's making one big challenge here with no, I don't see the kishka with anything. I don't, nothing blends in over here. I don't see what's blending in over here. The Rambam's making this one thing. So I'll tell you what the Rambam is saying here. The Rambam is saying a very penetrating idea. Very penetrating idea. When a person has simcha in what he's doing, it's like turbo. You know, years ago they came up with the concept of a turbo engine. Right? Turbo engine is like I don't know if the olim chaps, if you're mechanical at all, but it's an unbelievable thing, a turbo engine. Turbo engine, when they came up with a turbo engine, even American cars had it. The Chrysler in the 80s, they had turbo engines. Your uncle had one of them. 819, I remember the car. 1987 Chrysler Lee Baron with a four-cylinder turbo. So those cars, it was very interesting. They had a little engine, they mamish flew. Because they were souped up. They, right? So I had, his uncle had a little Chrysler Lee Baron with that clean chicken engine that I could have picked up the whole engine myself. Nothing. I had an 8-cylinder. Bah! 400 horsepower. You know, 501 engine, cubic inch engine, 4-barrel carburetor. What all they doing? But I was... And he was in the little, he was going for that fleet with his little Chrysler. I can't say I wasn't even a little bit like Sachmed. You know, what's going on here? Right? But the pshat is, the turbo gets, it uses the engine on a whole different frequency. It makes it not just economical, it makes it efficient. So all the horses are going in the same direction. My car had a lot of horses, but some of them were going to the right, and some of them were going to the left. So if you have a wagon that's being pulled by 1,000 horses, and each horse is going somewhere else, you're not going nowhere. You're going nowhere. You're sitting in your wagon, and it's a lot of power on the rope. Yeah, the rope is being pulled. Gevaldik. The wagon is moving nowhere. Right? Simcha is the turbo of the human being. When you're besimcha, when you're doing something besimcha, you're running on a whole different frequency. The other guy could be a gun, but if he's depressed, he's frozen. Can't accomplish. And if he's not depressed, he can accomplish, but a little bit. And if he's happy, he can accomplish more. If he's very happy what he's doing, he's flying. Happiness is the energy behind the koyach of a person. And that's why the Rambam says a simcha that a person has when he's over Hashem is avoid the gedolah. It's avoid the gedolah. Because it gives a person, whatever you're doing, it gives you unbelievable kachas. It gives you strength that you didn't. And you can see this b'chush. I deal with sometimes a person, he's depressed. They can't do anything. They're like paralyzed. Person's depressed, they're paralyzed. Person's, the happier they are, the more energy they have. That's the metzias. People that are into mental health, they will tell you that when somebody just lies in bed all day, it's a sign of depression. It could be oy yeshiva bachar, oy depression. It's a machlokes. Right? The yeshiva bachar has a special koyach with his bed. They have a special that the rest of the world doesn't have. They could be besimcha in bed. It's a whole different madrega. But most people, it's not. It's keep besimcha seitzeyon. It's keep besimcha seitzeyon. So Lamaisa, that's what the Rambam is saying. Now, there's another nekuda of simcha. When somebody is tremendously happy with what they're doing, they don't care what anybody else says. They don't look in front, they don't look in the back. They're going. They have their own simcha. Right? They have their own simcha. They don't care what other people say. When you're not a simcha in what you're doing, then you're looking around you. You have to get approval from other people. You have to see what this one's saying, what that one's saying. Because you yourself are not energized in what you're doing. If you're energized in what you're doing, the whole world could go jump in the lake. If a guy has tremendous simcha and learning, right? He doesn't care what other people look at him. He's doing what he's doing. If somebody's not learning with a brand, he gets affected and infected by his environment, by the people around him. That's a metzias. That's what I'm telling you now is as factual as it is day now. That's a mitzvah. Does Dr. Rambam. There's always going to be forces against you. That's the Yetzer Hara. There's always going to be forces against you. It'll be a friend, it'll be a this, it'll be a distraction. There's always going to be. So if you don't have tremendous joy in what you're doing, you're going to get distracted. You're not going to be a matzliach. It's not going to work. Memela, that's the shot in the Rambam, where the Rambam says, how was David HaMelech able to dance in the streets with his begodim flying and people are going, oh, look at him, it's embarrassment. That came because he was Oyved as Hashem Yisimcha. That's why the Rambam brings that in. The Rambam is trying to show you the Koyach HaSimcha. The Koyach of serving Hashem as Besimcha is that you're misspelled from nobody. Nobody's going to change you. Nobody's going to move you because you have your own energy that supersedes everything else, overpowers everything else. That's the Hemshech of the Rambam here in Ilchus Lulav, where the Rambam says that if you look at David HaMelech, what's the kasha? When the Rambam says, you have to be happy when you serve Hashem, and don't be embarrassed. What's the Shaychus? Torah says, it's not just Shaychus, it's impossible without being happy in Avodas Hashem. It's not Shaykh. Not Shaykh. That was Yoina ben Amitai. Yoina ben Amitai, because he was Avodas Hashem b'simcha, because his Avodas Hashem was with such shlemus, even though he lived in a tkufa where the king asked them from being Oyler Regal, the king didn't let them go to be Oyler Regal. And Gantz Klai Yisrael got distracted. But Yoina ben Amitai, because he was doing b'simcha, he was able to bypass the whole environment, and he made it to the Beis HaMikdash. Memela v'shoros lolav shechina. Memela the shechina dwelled on him. Memela he got Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't get Ruach HaKodesh because he was happy. He got Ruach HaKodesh because he was oyved as Hashem in that level. Let's not be he was happy. Leiv sameach. It tightens up his whole avodah as Hashem. That's the yisoid. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he says that bracha of being able to serve Hashem b'simcha is only shayach by Klal Yisrael. Only by Klal Yisrael it's shayach. Hashem gave us that nature that we can be oyved Hashem b'simcha. The Umas HaOlam are always called oyved as Hashem miyira. And that's why chesed, the Gemara says chesed l'umam chatas. When a guy does a chesed, there's always something behind it. Why is he doing the chesed? Looks like he's doing chesed, right? Sometimes it looks like he's doing a good thing. Yeah, but there's something behind it. I'm sure the Olam knows what's going on now in current events, that the President of the United States, now, he made a whole bunch of sanctions against Russia because they hacked. They hacked the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. They hacked the computers. They hacked. And they came out with all these, you know, not the most glorified things about the Hillary and Podesta and Sanders and all the other Choshevim people there, right? It was real bizarreness. So everybody's asking Akasha, why did the president wake up now? Russia's hacking us since hacking was created. They created hacking, Russia. They're the creators of hacking. Mr. Hacking, Vladimir Schlitter. Yeah? Why do all of a sudden the president wakes up 3 weeks before he's finished with his presidency, he wakes up hacking? You know what? It looks like a good thing. It looks like here you have the Republicans and the Democrats. Everybody's on one shulchan. We got to stop the hacking. Why did the president wake up now? You know why? Because I don't know if they all know. Hillary Clinton lost. Yeah? Hillary Clinton lost really means that Barack Obama lost. You understand? Why does it mean Barack Obama lost? Because she was running out to third term Barack Obama. She's a white woman and he's a black male. But she was his hamshacha. It's like Mitzvah Yibum. She was al shem och if you kore benachlose. She was not an Obama. A little different looking one. A lot different looking one. But she was an Obama. Right? She even said that. I'm going to take over the torch. Now it's me. I'm going to represent Barak Shlita. So when she lost, he lost. What do you think? He tweeted a couple of days ago. Tom doesn't know what tweets are, but the Goyish people, they tweet. It's not a technology thing. No, Tom doesn't know what this is. But the Torah doesn't know what tweets are. Baruch Zicha doesn't know what tweets are. Happens the president tweeted, and then he gave a whole interview. He said, if I would have ran a third term, I would have won. What Nazach to say? Strange thing. 2 weeks before you're giving over the Malchus, the next guy's coming in town. If I would have ran, I would have won. No president has ever said such a thing. What made him say? You know what made him say that? Because he lost! Because there are very few presidents that could lose a third term. You don't lose because you run two terms and then you're expired. But Hillary made a hechatimtzah that Barack Obama could lose his third term. Because she became Al-Smith's Zibu Mechelik of Barack Obama. So now she was him. And now she lost, so he lost. So she created a Lomdish loss, third term for a president that never happened in history. So the president had to get up and go, no, I would have won. You hear my pshat? It's very pleasant. It answers all the kashas. But there's one kasha on that. But Mr. Obama, Lamaisa, Hillary lost. And Hillary is you. I mean, she was going with your policies, your everything, your Mehoidavad Kush, she was you. So if you're right that you would have won a third term, so what's Taka Pshat? Why did she lose? The Terrence is Russia hacked. Russia hacked! And maybe Hillary lost, but really Obama won. Now everything is gewaldic. The whole sugi fits in. Would you have given a place where everything is gewaldic? We just went through the sugi being. The teretz is that chesed that the go'umus ha'olam do is chatos. There's always something behind it. There's something for themselves. It's not for yourself. It's not they're doing it for others. The chesed is shaloi l'shmo. The chesed is shaloi l'shmo. You say Chazal that Yoneh ben Amitai, he was so shlemus. He was the Oyvel Hashem b'simcha. He served Hashem through and through. He didn't realize that the Goyim don't have that concept. He was afraid, Koyvei Tshuva. He was afraid the Goyim, they're close to doing Tshuva. And they're going to do Tshuva, and then Klal Yisrael are going to be looked bad. Looked upon badly. That was Yoneh ben Amitai. But that's all, because Yoneh ben Amitai overestimated the Goyim. He thought the Goyim, Koyvei Tshuva. Zok Tehillah Kamarau? No. He says a Goy does tshuva easily, and he throws away the tshuva easily too, because it's all external. It's all external. Zopte maral. Yehudi, who bow mehus, v'ilu anochri tivo irach, v'ein lo hakshona sheyesh li Yehudi. Ukemoy matches. The maral mepraa compares it to steel. You could take a piece of rubber, you could just bend like that. Right? You just bend it. It's easy. Right? Even not Shmuel Zaglati. You don't have to be Shmuel Zaglati to be able to bend a piece of rubber. Shmuel Zaglati, he could bend the whole building. I'm like a regular guy. A piece of steel, you can't bend. But once you bend it, it stays. Once you bend it, you bend the steel. Now, a piece of rubber, you go like this, and it bounces back. There's no depth. The Maharal says that's the chil between a Yid and a Goy. Eilechanami, you know why the Goy and Makroy, they tshuva, why they do tshuva quickly? Because it's not real. It's not through and through. If it's not through and through, it doesn't last. That was Yoneh ben Amitai's mistake. He was afraid, Akum Kroy, they tshuva hein. They're going to do tshuva very quickly, and it's going to look bad on Klal Yisrael. No, the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows the chilek. He knows over here it's just external. The tshuva was done because they wanted to be saved, and they quickly jumped right back to what they were before. That was Yoneh ben Amitai, because Yoneh ben Amitai, he was the essence of shlemus. So to him, everything was wholesome. So he looked at it, by a goy, it doesn't work that way. It's not shlemus, it's all chitzonistic. Easy come, easy go. You know, when Reb Chaim Volozhiner wanted to start the Volozhin Yeshiva, he came up with the idea to start Volozhin. It was a brilliant idea. Reb Chaim Volozhin is the one that started the concept of yeshivas the way we know it. Until Reb Chaim Volozhin came around, this one learned by this one learned by that one. There was no formal yeshiva the way we have it today. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Ava yeshivas. When he came up with the idea, he was so excited, he ran to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. He went to tell the Vilna Gaon this idea he has, a Gevaldik idea. Anyway, he comes to the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon tells him, I hear it sounds like a nice idea. I have to think about it. Come back in a month. Chaim Volozhin is thinking, what do you mean this is going to save Klal Yisrael? A month? Okay. His Rebbe tells him, he goes. Comes back a month later. Vilna Gaon says, I'm thinking about it. I need another month. He goes back for a month, comes back. The end, after that month, the Vilna Gaon looks at him, he goes, it's a phenomenal idea. The Matzal Klal Yisrael, this is a great idea. Chaim Volozhin is going crazy. Rebbe! I could have done this 2 months ago! 2 months when it went by! And he knew the Vilna Gaon was very smart. The Vilna Gaon didn't need to think about it for 2 months. What's going on? The Vilna Gaon told him, you were too enthusiastic. It wasn't thought through. It wasn't hangebacked. It wasn't through and through. You got very excited. It was a great idea. I had to settle. I had to go into you. I had to start a yeshiva, it has to be with contemplation. Mamish, this point of the morale. An exciting thing is not good unless it's through and through. Kindness is good when it goes through and through. When it's external, when you're doing chesed, but it's really for a different cheshbon, you have another reason why you're doing it. That's not chesed. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And that's the chiluk between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. That was Yoina ben Amitai's mistake, that he overestimated the Goyim. He thought, oh, they're going to do tshuva quickly, and it's going to look bad on Klal Yisrael. That's what he was worried about. And that's the Lashon of Chazal. Yoina ben Amitai said, Akum kreve tshuva, they do tshuva quickly, they're going to do tshuva, it's going to look bad for Klal Yisrael. Okay, that doesn't obviously explain to us the whole idea of him running away. That we're going to get to. But I just want you to understand, Agdome, what was going on in his mind? This is what was going on in his mind. Reb Gifter, just end with this, Reb Gifter. Oh, wow. Reb Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, he said a very similar idea. I heard this from his son-in-law. He said a very similar idea about the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. The Gemara says at the end of Ksubis that when the Amiroyim wanted to know if they got to Eretz Yisrael already, the Olam remembers the Gemara Ksubis. They used to pick up the stones. You remember that? To see if it's heavy. And when the stones got heavier, they knew that was Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Gemara, the end of Ksubis, Kufiyut Beis. That's what the Gemara says there. So if Gifter Zecher Tzadik Levroche asked, why would the stones in Eretz Yisrael weigh more? What's pshat? It's an unbelievable thing of Gifter. He said, the whole world is fake. Everything is fake. So it's like, Mistama Ilum didn't go there because it's not such a great place to go. Universal Studios, Mistama, they never went. I'm looking at the blooms. Of course they never went. They don't go out of the Beis Medrash. They don't leave the Beis Medrash. But for those, you know, people from the outside world that go to Universal Studios, that's a place where they show you how they make fake props by your movies. So over there they show you, you know, sometimes it looks like a whole city. It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. How do I know? Somebody told me. Baruch is thinking, how do I know? Of course I heard it from somebody else. Somebody, a goy told me. So Lamaisa, you could pass by, it looks like a whole city. It's a piece of paper. Right? It looks so real. Says Rav Gifter, the whole world is fake. The whole world is... Eretz Yisrael, that's the essence of the world. Like Chazal say, the whole world was created in Eretz Yisrael. He said, Vimela, all the rocks in the world are like paper rocks. Can you imagine? Eretz Yisrael, even the rocks are heavier. The rocks are real. Which is Mamish, the Maral's idea. A Jew. And now we understand why when Moshe Rabbeinu told us, I'm Ksheirifat, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Christ, so you're a nation that's stubborn. Baruch, you know what that is. But it is such a Muslim, it's stubborn. Why do I keep on looking at Baruch? It's crazy. Why stubborn? L'chor, it's a chasaron. No. According to Maral, the stubborn is a milah. Stubborn is a milah. Because stubborn shows that there's essence, there's depth, it's not flimsy. That's how he's teaching it. Memela, when Moshe told Klai Yisrael, you're Amkshei Erev, he was telling them you have a Mila, you have to use it right, you have to be stubborn about the right thing. Right? But it's a Mila. And that's the aside. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Thank you, Abby. Yashu Kechacho.